The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. Today, we'll attempt to sort out the good information from the bad and set the record straight on your good health. Healthcare and wellness issues can be so confusing these days, with information constantly changing. Let us help you learn what you need to know. Now, here is your host, Dr. Neil Nathan.
Welcome to the cutting edge of health and wellness today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan from Gordon Medical Associates. I would like to thank our sponsors, Research Nutritionals, BioResource, Frequency Specific Microcurrent, Real Time Laboratories, and Natural Immunogenics for making this program possible. Since I personally use these products daily in my practice, as our program unfolds, I'll be mentioning some of those products when appropriate. Now, this is a taped show, so you will not be able to ask us live questions as we sometimes do, but if you have questions or comments or concerns, please email your questions, and we will address them on our next broadcast. You can also ask these questions on our new Facebook webpage, so please go to that page at The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today and like us and share us, and you can ask questions there, which I will happily answer. Okay. Now, I'd like to remind you that you can download the Voice America mobile app, and you can find us on iTunes, Google Playtime, and Kindle, all for free. If you are into social media, again, like us and share us to your heart's content. Now, I would like to introduce to our listening audience one of my dear friends, Dr. Ben Brown, who is a physician and educator at UC San Francisco's Santa Rosa Family Medicine Residency Program. He started the I Am For Us movement, and we will talk about that in just a moment, and has enjoyed watching it mushroom. He has more than 20 years of clinical experience and has worked as a small-town doctor in Point Reyes, California, served as chief medical officer of five clinics in Santa Rosa, California, started a nonprofit to help refugees along the Thai-Burma border, and works extensively with Dr. Dean Ornish and his program for reversing heart disease. If that wasn't enough, in addition, he has been career counselor to 13 generations of family practice residents, runs a private consulting business, and has written the book, recently republished, 50 Simple Things to Save Your Life During Residency and Beyond. So I am delighted to present Dr. Ben Brown.
Well, hello, Neil. It's great to hear your voice, and nice to be here on your show.
Thanks so much. And Ben, some of the impetus for this began several weeks ago. We began a kind of a discussion or dialogue with several physicians, including Dr. Teitelbaum and Wayne Anderson, who works with me, as we realized that many of the things that we talk about on this show are expensive and not really affordable by people with limited means and access. And so I thought it would be an important opportunity, especially with your expertise, to really have a serious discussion about how available are alternative, integrative, holistic therapies to the underserved. And perhaps we could start out by you talking about the I Am For Us movement.
Be happy to, Neil. And what I Am For Us stands for is integrative medicine for the underserved. And if people wanted to go on and learn more about us, they could hop on the web, and it's actually I, as in I, M, like an M in Mary, and then 4, like the number 4, and then US, integrativemedicine.org. And we have a website with lots of information on there about integrative medicine, specifically for underserved populations. And this was something that was thought up by myself and our fellow. We have a fellowship at Santa Rosa for integrative medicine for the underserved. It's the first on integrative medicine for the underserved on the West Coast. There's also one on the East Coast that was started by Jeff Geller. And integrative medicine for the underserved is a relatively new movement. It's been in the last decade or so, although people have been doing it privately and sort of in small levels, which we found since starting the I Am for Us conference. They're all coming out of the woodworks, people who have been doing this for 20, 30 years. As far as the movement started back in 2007, 2008. And it was just an idea that our fellow Fassi Hamid and myself came up with and presented at a conference called the Society for Teachers of Family Medicine. And we were absolutely blown away by the response. People were coming up to us after our presentation, and they were saying, you know, you guys have really cracked the code. You've come up with a solution for healthcare. And we were kind of laughing to each other, going, gosh, you know, people are seeing something we don't see here. And what ended up coming out of that was a simple conference call, because there was so much enthusiasm and so much energy that got generated. We had a conference call, and I had a conference call number, and we had about 20 people on that first conference call, and we all brainstormed how we could get this movement to go further. And between that and a series of meetings that happened at Rick McKinney's houseboat in Sausalito, this movement was started. And over the years, what's really happened is that it's been a way to connect a lot of lonely providers. And you can imagine it's difficult to do integrative medicine, period. And it's, you know, getting easier and easier. But it's been a very difficult field for many people. You have to be a bit of a lone wolf and go against the tide. You can imagine how small the pool of people that are crazy enough to try and do integrative medicine with the underserved are. And so they often feel like they're really trying to paddle the canoe upstream. And so when they heard that other people are crazy like them, they have just been really generous and really coming out and, you know, pouring their heart and soul into this organization and conference. And the movement has just continued from there.
And as someone who went, I think, to your first conference several years ago, it was just the energy and the excitement of people from all over the country literally going, oh, I'm not the only one doing this. And and I can learn from what works for you. So we were seeing just exciting presentation after another, just to give our listeners an idea of what that would mean. A Jeff Geller, who you said was on the East Coast, gave a very fascinating presentation of how he sets up a practice to do essentially, if you will, group work with large numbers of people, giving them a great deal of information and incentive to get their health better by using a wide variety of methods. And you know, and again, we can misuse the whole word holistic or alternative, but in this context, to make it clearer, we're talking about educating patients about what foods would be healthier for you to eat in your specific circumstance. If you have heart disease or high blood pressure or diabetes or arthritis, you know, how can you eat differently? How can you eat better? And giving that information to a larger number of people is actually something that can be done in a clinic setting that Jeff proved by actually doing a huge study on that is effective.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of principles that we've worked with. One is that we have what is called the integrative medicine treatment pyramid. And in this model, we really start out with lifestyle changes. As you were mentioning, you know, there's a tremendous amount that can be done with lifestyle changes alone. And I'll go more into that in a bit. And Jeff has really done some exciting work. There have been so many people that have come through this conference. I'll just read something from Meg Jordan, and she teaches at California Institute of Integral Studies. And her response to the conference was, This was the most awesome, heartwarming medical conference and gathering that I have ever attended. I learned so much and was delighted to be a part of this. Your dedication over the years in launching this organization has really paid off, and that's not a rare response that people have to this conference. It's really, I think part of it is that people just feel so generous with the information. And these are people that have worked 20, sometimes 30 years to really distill some of this down to its core essence, and they're giving it away to the people that come to this conference because they know they're going out there to work with the underserved, and so they just want to give them the tools that they need to do that.
Right. Now, you mentioned, maybe I can bring you back to it, you mentioned a pyramid of, like a model of how we can look at providing these kinds of services and information. So we started with, why don't we go over that pyramid in a little more detail now to get our listeners kind of on board.
Absolutely. And if anyone wants to hop online to just see this pyramid, you can actually go onto our website. The easiest place to find it is probably the Santa Rosa Family Medicine Residency website. So I'm going to give you a number of different websites that have information on them. So the first one was imforus.org, and the next one is srfmr.org, Santa Rosa Family Medicine Residency.org. And you can see that we have on there, if you're going onto the site, a whole section on integrative medicine. And if you go down just onto the first one, integrative medicine overview, there's a diagram of the integrative medicine treatment pyramid. And the idea behind this pyramid is that we wanted to turn the way that we did medicine, typically as allopathic physicians, upside down. So the first thing that people notice is that the treatment pyramid is upside down. It's an upside down pyramid, looking a little bit more like a funnel in some ways than a pyramid. And I also, as Neil mentioned, do a lot of work internationally. And so when we were designing this pyramid, we wanted it to be applicable to any population that people are working with, whether it's somebody that has unlimited resources or somebody that has very, very limited resources. And so up at the top is the environment that you'll find the people in, the relationship, in particular the relationship that you have with this person. The resources that they have available. And then the first thing is their goals, patient-centered goals. And the next thing is their internal environment. What we're talking about here is their beliefs, their identity, and their attitude in terms of the internal environment. Of course, all of the mind-body stuff plays in here. And then the next step on the pyramid is lifestyle. And lifestyle we can talk about quite a bit, but we think mostly in terms of five pillars. You have the diet, whatever food that you're eating. We have movement, whatever movement you're getting. We have stress management. We have sleep, and then support, feeling supported and nurtured. These are all before we even get to natural therapies, which is what most people think of when they think of integrative medicine. And those we divide into, metabolic therapies, energetic therapies, and then manipulative therapies, more manual medicine, osteopathy, chiropractic. And then we get down to conventional medicine, which is mostly drugs and surgery. And if you think about this, when people are dealing with acute illness, they're often best treated from the bottom of the pyramid up. Somebody who gets into a car accident or has a ruptured spleen, something like that. They may need some emergency therapies, some surgery, and then some medicines to help them. And if someone's dealing with a chronic illness, then we're looking mostly from the top down, where we really look at what's happening in this person's life and what are their goals and how do they want to approach these and be congruent with everything.
And we at this show, me personally, I'm guilty of focusing a lot on some of the specifics of things that we do in treatment. And what you're doing is you're bringing me back to my roots so that these are really basic, and I think it's great that you're beginning the discussion of this because I think listeners really need to hear that because I have a bad habit of plunging into the details of how do we fix it, and these are more basic. So before we continue this discussion, which I'm very eager to do, I'd like to tell our listeners about several of our wonderful sponsors. like to begin with the company Researched Nutritionals. Researched Nutritionals are a nationally known company. There's a great deal of research, and it's particularly well known for its specialty immune, energy, and detox formulations that promote a healthier quality of life. We use it in some of our more difficult patients. Some of these products I use on a regular basis. And in this context, I would very simply mention a couple of their products include one called ATP Fuel, which helps to heal mitochondrial dysfunction, and another product called Ribose Cardio, R-I-B-O-S-C-A-R-D-I-O, which contains a variety of nutritionals that help people with their energy. So I would encourage our listeners to go to researchednutritionals.com or call 800-755-3402 to learn more about their excellent line of products. A second sponsor that I'd like to mention at this time is that of frequency-specific microcurrent. Frequency-specific microcurrent uses tiny amounts of electrical current at very specific frequencies to stimulate and heal the function of virtually all the organs in the body. It's an extremely versatile tool, and I encourage listeners to go to frequencyspecific.com for more information. And with that, let's go to a break.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Ayurveda and yoga are ancient sciences to achieve complete health of body, mind, and spirit, but there are many misconceptions about them. By making the science of life a way of life, managing health and preventing disease becomes second nature. Tune in to According to Ayurveda and Yoga with host Anne Holliday. Anne is an Ayurvedic professional and world traveler. She will show you how to apply the principles of holistic medicine to modern living. Join the conversation with her and well-known guests in the field of Ayurveda and yoga. Tune in every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan. Again, this is a taped show, so you won't be able to call during the program, but if you email me at neilnathan@earthlink.net, I can answer your questions on our next segment and our next show. Now, if you've just joined us, we have the pleasure of having Dr. Ben Brown with us. Dr. Brown has been studying and working with how to provide holistic integrative services for the underserved for a long time, and we've been talking about the model that he has developed for doing so, this inverted pyramid, and we've been talking about the components of that. So, Ben, let's talk about that a bit more, and perhaps we can even give specific examples of how this can be put into play.
Excellent. I'd be real happy to do that. I think probably the thing that we're working with when we're working with the underserved and something that makes this perhaps a little bit easier for us than with some of the people that are in specialty practices, especially here in Northern California, is that people are coming to us. We're often the first person they see, where I have to acknowledge that somebody in a practice like Neil's practice, you're probably the fifth or tenth person that they've seen. And so a lot of the things that we do that work are outside of the purview of allopathic medicine, but some of them are pretty fundamental, and about 80% of the people that we work with them will get better with simple interventions. And lifestyle, although it's a very simple intervention, is also incredibly powerful. As Neil mentioned, I do work with Dr. Ornish, and we've proven not only can you reverse heart disease with lifestyle alone, but it's looking like you can reverse early stage prostate cancer, and you can certainly lengthen telomeres with diet, exercise, stress management, and group support for simple interventions. Right. So this can be profoundly powerful.
Ben, let me jump in and say telomeres represent the length of DNA, and it is thought that when telomeres are damaged, which occurs with aging, aging damaged DNA is thought to result not only in illness and disease, but basically how we get old. So by reversing telomeres, what we're talking about is improving the health of our DNA on a pretty global level. So sorry about that interruption, but thought we should pop that in.
Important. And I think when we're looking at models, we're really looking at two different ways of doing things. One is what you're doing in the room with the patient when, whatever intervention you're doing. And another level is delivery system design. And we talked about group visits, and there have been a number of people, and I'll give, some names of folks that have really pioneered some of the group visits. We mentioned Jeff Geller, and a lot of his groups are really designed around empowerment. But at our clinic, we've done groups that are around nutrition. We've done groups that are around exercise. We've done groups that are around relaxation and sleep. We've done groups that are around pain management. We've even done acupuncture groups. So these are a tremendously powerful vehicle for delivering integrative health care to large numbers of people in a relatively short period of time. And our previous fellows, Anna Lowe, Fazi Hamid, Connie Earle, Hannah Grobel, Sarah Murphy, and others have really done some amazing stuff with group visits, as well as Connie Bosch up further north in California, up in Eureka. Just amazing things with group visits are happening. And if people are interested in learning more about this and diving in, I would recommend that you come to the conference. This year, the conference is moving from the West Coast to the East Coast. So if you're an East Coastie, this will be great information for you. It's going to be actually at Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston, Massachusetts, from August 6th through the 8th. So a great place to dive in, meet some of these wonderful people that I'm talking about, and learn some of these delivery system designs, as well as how do you need to customize some of the integrative approaches to the underserved. Now, I'll give you a couple of patient examples. Probably one of my favorite tools is an elimination diet. And again, the data and research is out there about simple arthralgias and as well as some frank arthritis that can respond very well to an elimination diet. And an elimination diet, for people that don't know, is where you eliminate some of the more allergenic foods. The simple type of elimination diet would be to remove things like gluten and casein. That's probably the most basic elimination diet. And the way that I teach that to people, that if I have to teach it in 5 minutes, is I just say remove the grains and remove anything that has dairy in it, and we start there. This is a simple patient. I have many, many since this one, but this was my first patient. And you know how when you have success with your first patient, they stay with you. And this was a Latina woman, did not speak any English, and she had come in with a cane, and she had seen a rheumatologist, and she'd seen a number of other doctors for the pain that she was having in her knees and in her low back. And she said, doctor, isn't there anything else that I can do for this pain? And I said, well, you could go on this diet, and I literally had 5 minutes to tell her about the diet and describe the diet to her. I gave her a handout that was sadly in English. We didn't actually have one in Spanish. She had a family member help her translate the handout. She came back a month later and she said, "Doctor, my family loves you." And I'd forgotten that I had actually given her the elimination diet. And I thought, well, that's very flattering, but why? And she said, "All of my pains have gone away. I've thrown away my cane. I'm not complaining anymore. I'm sleeping better. My whole life is transformed." And this is from a simple elimination diet.
Right. I can give another example, which I just got today. I had a patient that I'd seen about a month ago who had had a severe, total body, itchy, horrible rash. She'd seen multiple dermatologists and had all kinds of creams and salves and cortisone creams particularly applied for long periods of time, and nothing worked. And I put her on an elimination diet and talked to her this morning, and 3 days after going on the elimination diet, it started to clear up and her rash is completely gone. So again, as Ben is saying, looking at food allergy is a major, totally inexpensive, underutilized tool.
And who else would have told her about this? You know, she had been to see so many different doctors, and if we weren't doing integrative medicine with the underserved, it's not like she would end up in Neil's clinic or somebody else's clinic that happens to have the specialized knowledge. So it's really become a big priority for us to get this information into the hands of people that are doing particularly primary care in with underserved populations. So that's just one example. I think probably the most common thing that I see now are people that have adrenal issues. So, you know, adrenal fatigue, you could call it adrenal fatigue, or you can call it, you know, sort of adrenal insufficiency. There's a number of words for it. You know, endocrinologists don't believe that it actually exists because they're rightly looking for the things that they've been trained to do. They're looking for Addison's or Kahn's or some of the more serious adrenal issues, and the tests that they have available to them are interpreted. Do they have Addison's? Do they have Kahn's? Do they have Cushing's? But there are ways to use those same tests to look for insufficiencies. And since I've started doing this, I was actually trained very well by one of your colleagues, Neil, and we've been starting to supplement people as well as work with stress management, as well as work with some of the nutritional areas to turn off the tap so that they don't have quite the same level of draw on the adrenals, as well as to replete the adrenals with simple things like DHEA, pregnenolone, vitamin C, B vitamins, adding a little bit more protein to the diet for temporarily, and eating more regularly, again, getting more regular sleep and focusing on stress management and healthy movement. And these people blossom. And it's particularly, a lot of times, it's women that are in the perimenopausal stage, because that's when their progesterone gets most tapped, which is sort of a byproduct of the whole steroid hormone pathway. So without getting into too much detail, just to say that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of women that are being helped by a very, very simple protocol, and most of them get better with this simple protocol, which really costs them somewhere around the $5 to $10 a month or less for those supplements. And most of it's lifestyle. The supplements just help them get better a little bit quicker. Again, all these... It's very, very simple intervention.
Yeah, and in my books, I have often commented that a single test, that if I only had one that would have helped more people than anything I can think of, would be DHEA. DHEA is, again, the main hormone made by the adrenal gland, and it is a very good barometer of what the adrenal gland is doing. So measuring it, and as Ben mentioned, measuring pregnenolone is a very simple thing to do. It is covered by Medicaid and Medicare, so it's the kind of a test that you could get with your own insurance, even if you have limited funds. And DHEA is very, very inexpensive, as you're saying. So it's by working on that, we can reverse adrenal fatigue, and then the stressful world that we live in, that is virtually universal these days.
And, you know, just to say how Neil's been helpful with this. One of the things that he really helped us do was to establish the normals for the THEA and how to use that test, because a lot of the tests that are available for the adrenal function are not simple tests. They're actually quite expensive tests. But this one that we're talking about, the DHEA, you can check a first morning cortisol, and those two alone, again, you'll help 80 to 90% of people with adrenal issues. And since I've started doing that, I haven't had to put as many people on bioidentical hormone treatment. Most of them, once I treat their adrenals, they're actually able to handle their menopausal symptoms. Incidentally, we're seeing younger and younger people with adrenal issues for reasons that are probably pretty obvious. It's just a much more stressful lifestyle, and people are eating so much more poorly and with different types of fats and a lot of trans fats and those sorts of things. I don't cater as much to the steroid hormone synthesis.
I mean, right. I often, in some of my younger patients, and I'm talking in their teens, we are seeing young people with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and things like that, and they all have some degree of adrenal dysfunction, and when we replace that, they often respond to that very well. So before we continue this discussion, I'd like to also mention several others of my wonderful sponsors. So I would like to tell you about the BioResource Company. BioResource has been working up here in Northern California for the last 16 years, distributing German-made natural medicines. They are homeopathic medicines, and they feature the Pekana, P-E-K-A-N-A, line of homeopathic remedies. And these are remedies that have a wide, wide range of function. We use them for helping various organ systems work better. We use things like Itiris, I-T-I-R-E-S, for lymphatic function. We use Renelix, R-E-N-E-L-I-X, to help the kidneys work better. We use Apostom for the stomach. We use Apohepat for the liver. And so if you go to their website at BioResource, at BioResourceInc.com, or call them at 800-203-3775, they can help you to understand how these very safe, inexpensive, relevant to our current discussion, remedies can very much help patients to restore their health and improve functioning of the various organ systems. Second one I would like to tell you about is the company Natural Immunogenics, and that's natural-immunogenics.com, 888-328-8840. And they are the folks who make colloidal silver in the best form that we've ever come across. It's actually a hydrosol colloidal silver, very, very effective and inexpensive to help with a wide variety of infections. It can be used with intranasally. It can be used orally. It can even be used intravenously. And we use a great deal of it to help us augment the immune system for many of our patients. That's naturalimmunogenics.com, 888-328-8840. And let's go to another break.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
If you have a loved one that is undergoing treatment for substance abuse or mental illness, you owe it to them and yourself to tune in to One Hour at a Time with host Mary Woods. This compassionate and educational talk show will help you help those that you love by better understanding their condition and their personal recovery process. Tune in every Monday at 12 noon Pacific time to One Hour at a Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Recovery begins this hour.
Healthcare today is full of complex questions and even more complex answers. On top of making choices about healthcare, how do you know that you're making the right choices? Natural medicine or conventional medicine? Should I seek a second opinion? What if I just don't feel right about the treatment I am recommended? Get the answers by tuning in to Rising Through It with Dr. Danielle McDuff, live every Friday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time and 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan at earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, and I'm joined today by my good friend, Dr. Ben Brown, who has been sharing with us his experiences at helping to provide holistic, integrative medical care for the underserved, which I think of as often as kind of the elephant in the room in many of my own experiences. It is a truth that for people who do not have adequate funding, some of the things, some of the tests, some of the services that we wish to provide in holistic medicine are very, very hard to come by. As Ben mentioned earlier, and I think it's good to emphasize it, his practice and mine are really quite different. I'm often the referral source for people who have seen anywhere from 5 to 20 physicians, have not gotten the help they wanted, and so the patients that I see tend to be quite sick and quite complicated. And he's seeing people on the other end of that chain where they're just coming in to a primary care physician for help. And in that context, Ben, I'd like to have you talk a little bit about, you have been a teacher along with our colleague Wendy Kohatsu in the family practice residency program in Santa Rosa. And that program has been able to train a fellow, meaning an advanced trainee in integrative medicine for the last several years, meaning you're one of the few programs in the country that are able to provide that education and accordingly give that service to the community because they are interested in that program and trying to learn more.
Absolutely. And we have a saying that we're trying to take integrative medicine from the boutiques to the streets. that's the idea behind integrative medicine for the underserved. And the longer that we've done this, we realized that, you know, in truth, we're all underserved. And so that, you know, in some ways, although Neil and my practice are quite different, we're both dealing with people that are underserved and or that the current system is really not meeting their needs. Now, the nice thing about being a primary care clinic that's providing service for all and actually being at a residency program, we have a very high-volume clinic. We're seeing, you know, over 150 patients a day in our clinics. And because of that, the ones that the current medical system is not working for can be filtered to the providers that are best able to help them, whether that be a specialist or whether that be someone like Dr. Gohatsu or our current fellow, Katya Adachi, or myself. And we also have some our past fellow, Jimmy Wu, who works at the clinic. And so we've really got critical mass at the Community Health Center here in Santa Rosa for integrated medicine. You know, Jimmy does acupuncture, Katya does osteopathic manipulation, Wendy and I do integrative endocrinology as well as some osteopathic medicine. We all do some herbology. We also have a CAM clinic where we actually have a naturopath that comes in. And because the demand for acupuncture is quite high, we have other acupuncturists that come in. And we've found creative ways to make it work to bring this in, one of which is we do a teaching clinic with the residents. And in this clinic, we actually have an hour to spend with somebody, which is, for anyone that works in a community health center knows, is a rare luxury. And in that hour, we have one or two residents and then a preceptor, myself, Dr. Koatsu, our current fellow, and their regular provider. And their provider brings them in and gets to see them worked up and a plan developed by the integrative practitioners and then gets to follow them up in their clinic. So we can develop a plan that spans three or four visits for this person, because when we're recommending lifestyle changes, as you probably well can figure out, it doesn't happen in just one visit. That's something that happens over time. And then Wendy and I and the fellow and Jimmy Wu all do consults as well. People can send their patients to us. We found that there's some really sweet and simple, or relatively sweet and simple things to learn and to teach. And so we do our best to teach those to the residents as well, including things like motivational interviewing, which is just, I think, foundational to being a good doctor, but particularly applies when you're doing lifestyle changes. You know, certain things in functional medicine, which I think Connie Bosch up in Eureka has really done a lot to translate to the underserved, and osteopathic skills, which Connie Earl and others have really done a great job of translating into quick, simple things. Veronica Vukcic has really helped with that as well.
So, Ben, learn in this area. Let me interrupt you for a moment.
Please do.
As rudely as I just did. to ask, why don't you help our listeners understand what motivational interviewing is about? Like, it's a simple tool, but in the crazy world that medicine has evolved into with 7 minutes per patient, it's often something that would be overlooked.
Yeah, so motivational interviewing is a tool that came primarily out of addiction work. And some of the work that was initially pioneered by a man named Prochaska, where you look at what stage of readiness to change somebody is at. Are they in the pre-contemplative, where they're really not able to contemplate making change? Are they in the contemplative, which is where they're thinking about it? Are they in the preparation, where they're actually making some solid movements? Are they in the action phase? And of course, then there's, you know, relapse for people that are making you know, sort of addictive like level of changes. And so, depending on where they're at, you can tailor a conversation and an intervention towards that. You can also, with motivational interviewing, bring in some of the other change theories and really take what they've done before, where they've had success before, and bring some of that success into this intervention so that they can learn from their past to help them in their present to create a different future. And by learning where somebody's really at, you know, if they're in pre-contemplation or contemplation, you're not going to try and change their behavior. You're going to try and change the way that they think. If they're in preparation and action, then they're ready actually for a behavior change.
Right.
And it saves a lot of time in a 7-minute visit.
That sounds really simple, but it is absolutely basic and crucial to even beginning an intervention as a physician, meaning a lot of physicians don't either think they have the time to or take the time to just, this only will take minutes, which is to figure out from that patient, let's say they're a smoker, and you want them to stop smoking because they already have chronic obstructive lung disease, or they have a chronic bronchitis, or a heart problem, and it's really important that they stop. And if you try to cram into them, you must stop, and they're not even vaguely at stage one of thinking about it, that will go poorly. And the physician will get mad at the patient, and the patient will get mad at the physician, because neither is really noticing where they are in space and time. And what you're saying is that teeny intervention, as simple as it sounds, makes all the difference between having a clean, respectful interview with someone, understanding, this is where you are right now. You are not ready to go anywhere. Or, now you can take my suggestion and run with it.
Absolutely. And if you look at efficiency and effectiveness, those are both two different concepts, but this helps with both. There's only 10 to 20% of people that are ready for an action at any one time. When you're looking at, say, people that smoke, there's about 10 to 20% of people that are ready to take action on becoming a non-smoker. And so if a physician or a nurse practitioner or a healthcare provider is, you know, giving the same talk to everybody that comes in about becoming a non-smoker, it is helpful. It does reach that 10 to 20%, and it does help them to make it quicker. It's better than not saying anything. But you can make so much better use by just asking a couple of simple questions. Something as simple as, you know, how do you feel about becoming a non-smoker on a scale from 1 to 10? How ready are you to become a non-smoker? If they're down in the, you know, 3 or less, then you're probably not going to be spending a lot of time on that issue today. If they're 3 to 6, then you might give them a handout that talks about some of the benefits and maybe work with changing their thinking around it and ask a question like, you know, what do you get out of it? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? And just get to know them a little better. If they're a 7 or greater, then you might have an intervention that you would do with them and hand them 1-800-NO-BUTS or tell them about the smoking cessation class that you have or prescribe them nicotine replacement. All of those could be things that would make a huge difference for someone that's a 7 or greater, and not for someone that's a 3 or less.
Right. So teaching residents these skills, I think, is paramount, because that's really where it begins. Having them be aware of establishing the correct rapport so you can help people make the changes they need to make. That's often not talked about very much, and I don't think there's anything more important in the practice of medicine.
Absolutely. Neil, one of my favorite quotes comes from Neil, because I ask pretty much every practitioner that I meet that I respect, I ask them one question. I say, if you could only have one tool to help with your patients, what would it be? And Neil's answer was, I think a good pair of ears. So I learned so much by asking that question. So if you're a practitioner out there, you can borrow that one. It's a great one to ask. I've learned some beautiful pearls just from that one question.
Well, thank you, Ben. Yeah, listening is really the heart of all of that, by taking the time to... And I know we're told in medicine these days we don't have the time to, and I know my practice is structured different than people who have to see 150 patients a day. I can't and don't do that. So we're comparing apples and oranges a little bit, but the bottom line of all of it is still listening. It's still about whatever time I have, I need to be present and mindful during that time, so I'm not looking at my watch and going, okay, I now have 3 minutes, so what can I do in 3 minutes? And if I'm thinking that way, I am not listening to what that person is saying, and then we're really off in the wrong direction. So I have one more sponsor that I'd like to recommend to our listeners, and that is the Real Time Laboratory. These are the folks who do a fabulous job on giving us information about mold toxicity. That I cannot begin to count the number of patients whose diagnosis was hard for me to figure out until we were able to have access to a simple urine test that allows us to measure the mycotoxins in the urine, and the laboratory that allows us to do that is Real Time Laboratories. They are reachable for more information at realtimelab.com, and you can also call at 1-855-692-6767 for more information. And with that, we will go to a break.
opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Dr. Nathan invites you to go to his website, neilnathanmd.com, for additional presentations and blogs. You can buy his new book, Healing is Possible, New Hope for Chronic Fatigue, Fibromyalgia, Persistent Pain, and Other Chronic Illnesses on Amazon, Kindle, and through all booksellers. Information about personal medical phone consultations or office visits is also available through the website, neilnathanmd.com, as well as at gordonmedical.com.
Biohacking for Health is working with your individual biology to gain access to and control over the systems within your body. It allows you to explore your biology and improve health and wellness. Each of us has unique genetic profiles and physiology that require individualized approaches. On Biohacking for Optimal Health, Dr. Daniel Stickler and his expert guests provide a roadmap to navigate the world of biohacking human potential. Tune in every Thursday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Healthcare professionals spend a lot of time keeping the rest of us from losing it, getting too stressed out, and from burning out. But who helps the healthcare professional from avoiding the same things? A professional coach can help you avoid burnout, and by doing so, lead a healthier life. Tune in to Dr. Raji Menon's Stress Busters Corner. We're here to help those who help everyone else. We help them avoid burnout themselves. Tune in every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You are listening to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today with Dr. Neil Nathan. If you have a question or comment for the show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to neilnathan@earthlink.net. Now, back to The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today.
Welcome back to our show, The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. I'm your host, Dr. Neil Nathan, joined by my friend, Dr. Ben Brown, who has been helping us to understand how we can provide holistic and alternative services to the underserved community. So, Ben, perhaps you could give us a couple of exciting examples of some things you've been able to accomplish with some of your patients.
Well, I'm thinking also in terms of examples of what's happening in the communities. I think in Petaluma, they wanted to do some interventions that helps the teens there. So they started community gardens, and the community gardens have been incredibly important. You can imagine these are people that are eating junk food. And so that's transformed a small part of that community. Connie Earl out in Forestville has started a whole wellness center. Again, these are all people that have Medicare and Medi-Cal. And Dean Ornish has started or helped with St. Vincent de Paul's Homeless Center in San Francisco, as well as many others. That you'll, if you come to the conference in Boston this year, you'll learn different things that Paul Bergner has been sharing, Marty Rossman, and some of these people. We're bringing together osteopaths, MDs, chiropractors, naturopaths, massage therapists, herbalists, acupuncturists, homeopaths, music therapists, medical anthropologists. They're all together in the same area really working on this issue. Now, I think some of the other simple interventions that have been the most powerful is probably stress management and using something as basic as just teaching someone to relax can absolutely transform their life, can help with sleep, can help with their relationships, and can help so much. And so some of what we consider integrative medicine now has really become mainstream medicine. There are so many doctors out there that are now recommending stress management. And so part of our goal is already happening. These things that used to be integrative medicine are now becoming part of the mainstream. My dream is that some of the work that Neil is doing will actually be available in community health centers. But we do make it available, but we're a pretty small group, and occasionally we'll do a phone consult with Neil, and he's generous enough to donate his time for some of our sicker patients. Yeah. That's pretty unusual. Yeah. We're not set up to do that way.
Well said, Ben. Thank you. And I'd like to remind your listeners, our listeners, that of the IamForUs.org as a place to learn more about this. And I also want to remind you, if you are a medical resident in training, his book, 50 Simple Things to Save Your Life During Residency, strongly encourage you to get it. It's just out in print again.
So, and it's on Amazon.
On Amazon. On Amazon. I'm corrected. So thank you all for listening. I hope you've had a wonderful time during this hour. I know that I have, and I'd like to mention that next week our guest will be Babak Larian, who is a physician who specializes in treating hyperparathyroidism. I know that sounds like a whole lot, but it is a very, very underdiagnosed condition, and I'm hoping that he will help educate us all about what we should be looking for. Thank you all for listening, and be healthy.
Take good care. Thanks, Neil.
Thank you again for joining us for The Cutting Edge of Health and Wellness Today. Please join Dr. Neil Nathan again next Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time and 2 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. And this week, apply what you've learned today to enjoy better health.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.